Blog Talk Radio.
Buenas noches. Welcome to the new Monday show on blogtalkradio.com, where the good news is shared in a unique way. Brought to you by sponsor of Time to Learn Academy's Help Forward program, website URL or link is easysite.com/A Time to Learn. I am Charlene, your hostess. You're welcome here to this religious-themed broadcast where we educate and inspire one another and promote good deeds of our favorite entertainers, business organizations, and family households. At this time, you should have a notebook, pencil, and Bible. Please use the King James Version, as I will help you to understand its meaning as I read it aloud. Just a reminder, I am not an ordained preacher. Today's read-along will be from 1 Chronicles, beginning with chapter 14, verse 1. The New Monday Show believes in God, the maker of heaven and earth. It is He from whom all thoughts of truth and peace proceed, who came down to earth in an image of a humble servant to serve humankind. And His name is Jesus. Others may refer to Him as such names as Yeshua or Isa. Community announcements. Your donations help to maintain online and offline programs and services such as career counseling and other help-forward programs for new and existing middle-income family households. We are also promoting the food pantry and distribution in Union City, Georgia, Community Branch, Ward 7, Zip code 20019, Community Branch, Maryland's Upper Eastern Shore, 5 counties, Community Branch. And this weekend, Friday through Sunday, by appointment, you can drop off your non-perishable food item donations here in Union City, Georgia. We're also looking for volunteers for the other Community Branch areas. Shop Avon with me locally or online at youravon.com/Charlene Stevens, available 24/7. Phone ordering and customer care is available Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Sell Avon with one of my sales team, sales development team, or Ethnic Pride sales rep team. Startup kits are affordable and available at start.youravon.com. Use reference code Charlene Stevens with no space in between, spelled SHERLENESTEVENS. In regards to our calendar announcements, the Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater will be at the Lincoln Center in Washington, D.C., Thursday, October 22nd. Today is Jennifer Holliday, Robert Mike Reed's birthday. We remember Jelly Roll, jazz pianist Morton, tomorrow. And it's also Snoop Dogg, Eric after Scott, and Maria De Tia's birthday. Wednesday is Kim Kardashian's birthday. Thursday we remember Russell Means, and it's Julie Dash's birthday. Friday in theaters, The Last Witch Hunt and Burnt, and it's Ryan Reynolds' birthday. Saturday is Make a Difference Day, United Nations Day, an international peacekeeping organization. We remember Sarah J. Hale and Sheila Stewart. And it's Monica, Daniel Glover, Drake, and Bill Wyman's birthday. Sunday, we remember Pablo Picasso, and it's Sierra and Katy Perry's birthday. In our prayers box, we have Lamar Odom, T.I., Oprah, students, whether being in college or school-age children, families, Congress, our country. At this time, you may say aloud names of celebrities, entrepreneurs, or families in need of prayer. Globally, the major faith believers are Jews who use the Torah, Christians who use the Bible, and Muslims who use the Bible and or Quran. They and I believe there is only one God, one human race that descended from one couple, Adam and Eve, one heaven, one hell, and one way to achieve salvation and eternal bliss. Now, as we prepare for our meditation poem, I want you to focus on self and your unique household. Let's take a deep breath. And slowly exhale. Exhale out all the negativity of the weekend, of today, or what you may have to do this evening. Meditation poem, I Am, by Michael Wynn. Let's say aloud slowly, shall we? I am strong. I am gentle. I am proud. I am humble. I am confident. I am beautiful. I am intelligent. I am becoming all that I can be. We are all children of God. Deep breath again. And slowly exhale. With God, all things are possible. With God, all things are possible. For He knows just what I need. With God, I shall achieve. With God, all things are possible. With God, all things are possible. Just what your household needs. So come along with praise. So let's read along His words of faith. Today I proclaim that I believe in God. I give thanks to Him on this day and forevermore for sending Jesus to save me from eternal sin. I believe in the unique calling of this fellowship. Holy Spirit, guide me continuously so that I do not stray from God's purpose of its creation. Lord, allow wisdom and knowledge to enter into the souls of all my listeners to be endured forever within their unique household. Upon generation. In Jesus' name, my soul says, Amen. Now, visitors, if you've never read the Holy Bible, please open the Bible at this time. The first few pages should list the Old and New Testaments accordingly. Within the Testaments are books, and the books are chapters, and the chapters are verses. The Torah, for believers who use it, includes the Old Testaments, which are recorded in the Holy Bible that we use today. Again, our Bible read-along will be from 1 Chronicles, beginning with chapter 14, verse 1. My audience, let's prepare for our religious-themed discussion. 1 Chronicles, chapter 14, verse 1. Ready? Let's begin. But before I do so, there are additional announcements. Model Hillary Rhoda and former NHL player Sean Avery wed October the 10th in Watermill, New York. They began dating in 2009. Taylor Swift officially hit 50 million Instagram followers October the 8th. Close behind, Kim Kardashian with 48.7 million and Beyoncé with 47.7 million fans, respectively. Steven Tyler threatened to sue Donald Trump if he continues to play Aerosmith's power ballad Dream On at campaign events. An attorney for the Republican rocker said the use of the song is a copyright infringement, not a political or personal issue. Carey Mulligan revealed October the 12th that she and her husband, singer Marcus Mumford, named their baby girl Evelyn. Christina Aguilera will return as a coach on NBC's The Voice. Season 10 is set to premiere in February. American Idol alum Kimberly Caldwell and her husband, soccer pro Jordan Harvey, welcomed daughter Harlow Monroe on October the 7th. That concludes all of our announcements. Now let's proceed with 1 Chronicles chapter 14, verse 1. Ready? Let's begin. Now Hiram, king of Tyre, sent messengers to David and timber of cedars, with masons and carpenters to build him an house. And David perceived that the Lord had confirmed him king over Israel, for his kingdom was lifted up on high because of his people Israel. And David took more wives as Jerusalem, and David begat more sons and daughters. Now these are the names of his children which he had in Jerusalem: Shemua and Shobah, Nathan and Solomon, and Ibar, and Elishua, and Elphalet, and Noga, and Nepheg, and Japhia, and Elisama, and Beelada, and Eliphalet. And with the Philistines heard that David was anointed king over all of Israel, all of the Philistines went up to seek David, and David heard of it and went out against them. And the Philistines came and spread themselves in the valley of Rephaim. And David inquired of God, saying, "Shall I go up against the Philistines? And wilt thou deliver them into mine hand?" And the Lord said unto him, "Go up, for I will deliver them into thine hand." So they came up to Baal Perazim, and David smote them there. Then David said, "God hath broken in upon mine enemies by mine hand, like the breaking forth of waters." Therefore they called the name of that place Baal Perazim. And when they had left their gods there, David gave a commandment, and they were burned with fire. And the Philistines yet again spread themselves abroad in the valley. Therefore David inquired again of God, and God said unto him, "Go not up after them. Turn away from them, and come upon them over against the mulberry trees. And it shall be, when thou shalt hear a sound of going in the tops of the mulberry trees, that then thou shalt go out, for God is gone forth before thee to smite the host of the Philistines." Pausing for a moment. So God proclaimed that he was not only going to fight David's battle for him, but he was going to take out the entire grouping of the Philistines. Verse 16 of chapter 14, 1 Chronicles. David therefore did as God commanded him, and they smote the host of the Philistines from Gibeon even to Gezer. And the fame of David went out into all the lands, and the Lord brought the fear of him upon all nations. Pausing for a moment, so not only did David become a great leader, but he was known throughout all the lands nationally. Everywhere knew about King David, and they feared him. So sometimes we must obey God. Well, all times we should, but when we feel defeated, we should allow God to fight our battles, and with faith, trusting him that there will be an outcome that benefits what we had intentionally tried to do or what we strive to do. But with all things, we should include God. I believe that's what these verses are saying. Amen? So continuing with chapter 15, verse 1. And David made him houses in the city of David, and prepared a place for the ark of God, and pitched for it a tent. Then David said, None ought to carry the ark of God but the Levites. For them hath the Lord chosen to carry the ark of God, and to minister unto him forever. And David gathered all of Israel together to Jerusalem, to bring up the ark of the Lord unto his place, which he had prepared for it. And David assembled the children of Aaron and the Levites, of the sons of Kohath, Uriel the chief, and his brethren, 120, of the sons of Merari, Asaiah the chief, and his brethren, 220. So we had 120. Now we're increasing by another 100, 220. Now the sons of Gershom, Joel the chief, and his brethren, 130. Of the sons of Elizaphan, Shemaiah, the chief, and his brethren, 200. Of the sons of Hebron, Eliel, the chief, and his brethren, 80. Of the sons of Uziel, Amminadab, the chief, and his brethren, 112. And David called for Zadok and Abathar, the priests, and for the Levites, for Uriel, Asaiah, and Joel, Shemaiah, and Eliel, and Amminadab, and said unto them, Ye are the chief of the fathers of the Levites. Sanctify yourselves, both ye and your brethren, that ye may bring up the ark of the Lord God of Israel unto the places that I have prepared for it. For because ye did it not at the first, the Lord our God made a breach upon us, for that we sought him not after the due order. So the priests and the Levites sanctify themselves to bring up the ark of the Lord God of Israel. And the children of the Levites bear the ark of God upon their shoulders with the staves thereupon, as Moses commanded according to the word of the Lord. And David spake to the chief of the Levites to appoint their brethren to be the singers with instruments of music, psalteries, and harps, and cymbals, sounding by lifting up the voice with joy. Pausing for a moment with verse 16 of chapter 15. I like the way that God allowed his authors, the writers of the Holy Bible, to include music as an actual occupation, as a skill that was really needed within communities, that needed to be learned, not just, you know, someone saying, well, I want to sing a song. It's okay to give praise and worship. Anyone can do that. But for God to express in written form the same type of wording or job description as any other industry, I find that to be important to aspiring musicians, to let you know that what you do, what you learn upon in the music industry is a real occupation. And for anyone out there that is participating as a musician or a musical artist at this time, take your job seriously. It's just like any other business. You need to know your finances. You need to know or to have a vision. What is your brand? You are the brand. You are the personal brand. You are the business. So represent yourselves accordingly. Amen? Okay, so continuing with verse 17, chapter 15. So the Levites appointed Heman, the son of Joel, and of his brethren, Asaph, the son of Beriachi, and of the sons of Merari, their brethren, Ethan, the son of Cushaiah, and with them their brethren of the second degree, Zechariah, Ben, and Jaziel, or Jaziel, and Shemiramoth, and Jehiel, and Uni, Eliab, and Benaiah, and Maaseiah, and Mattithiah, and Eliphelah, and Mignaiah, and Obed-Edom, and Jael, the porters. That's who he assigned to be the porters. So the singers, Heman, Asaph, and Ethan, were appointed to sound with cymbals of brass, and Zechariah, and Aziel, and Shemiramoth, and Jehiel, and Uni, and Eliab, and Maaseiah, and Benaiah, with psalteries on Al-Amoth, and Mattithiah, and Eliphelel, and Mignaiah, and Obedom, and Jael, and Uzziah, with harps on the Sheminith to excel. And Shenina, chief of the Levites, was for song. He instructed about the song because he was skillful. Pausing for a moment, because he was skillful, because that was his skill, not necessarily saying that it was his talent. Did you notice here that God said he was skillful? So he learned it. It wasn't just something that was given and he was talented to do. But because he was the skillful one, he instructed the songs using the harps, using the psalteries, using the cymbals of brass. Instruments of music, lifting up the voice with joy. That's all we're supposed to do. Give God joy in voice and musical sounds. Verse 22, and Shenaiah, chief of the Levites, was for song. He instructed about the song because he was skillful. And Perisha and Elkanah were doorkeepers for the ark. And it's important to note, pausing again, that we're also discussing the ark of the Lord God, or ark of God, as well as the importance of joyful singing to the Lord and musical instruments played to the Lord. So whatever you do, whatever industry or whatever hobby, whatever task, we should do it as though we're playing for the Lord being present right amongst us. Amen? And verse 24, and Shebaniah, and Jehoshaphat, and Nethaneel, and Amaziah, and Zechariah, and Benaiah, and Eleazar, the priests, did blow with the trumpets before the ark of God. You know, the musicians who play the trumpet, that's a very important task. So here we have the ministers playing the trumpets, musical sound unto the Lord. Whatever you do, do it unto the Lord as though he's right here with us, right here present amongst us in earthly realm. And Obadiah and Shehiah were doorkeepers for the ark. So David and the elders of Israel and the captains over thousands went to bring up the ark of the covenant of the Lord out of the house of Obadiah, with joy. And it came to pass, when God helped the Levites that bear the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord, that they offered seven bullocks, seven biblical meaning completion, seven bullocks and seven rams. And David was clothed with a robe of fine linen, because he's a leader, not a religious leader, but a political leader. Whenever you rule a country, etc., you're considered a political leader and not a religious leader. Okay, there's a difference between the two leaders, as we have discussed. But continuing on. So he was clothed in fine linen, all the Levites that bear the ark, and the singers, and Shemaiah, the master of the song with the singers. David also had upon him an ephod of linen. Thus all of Israel brought up the ark of the covenant of the Lord with shouting and with sounds of the cornet, and with trumpets and with cymbals, making a noise with psalteries and harps. Our last verse of this discussion. And it came to pass, as the ark of the covenant of the Lord came to the city of David, that Michal, the daughter of Saul, looking out at a window, saw King David dancing and playing, and she despised him in her heart. Why did she despise him? Well, all of the house of Saul were now dead, including her brother Jonathan. So here we have Michal, the daughter of Saul, still alive. And she despises the new leader, King David, who has replaced her father, King Saul. Thus ends the reading of God's words. For next time, we'll continue with chapter 16, verse 1. Jot down any questions that you may have and email to me at newmondayshow@shirleneonline.org. Do not read ahead. If you feel led, read over signed scriptures again or share with family or friends. This has been your hostess. I thank you for reading along at the New Monday Show with me. May you have a blessed and productive week. And don't forget to smile to one stranger every day. Now, amen. To the one who keeps us from going astray, we thank you for this time of learning. Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things that you have both learned, received, and heard, and see in me, and see me do, and the God of peace shall be with you.